Parshat Tazria begins with the halachas of Ishik Tazria, begins with the halachas of Tzaras as well. Tzaras also a little bit. The Ramban writes by Nigei Abatim and Nigei Begodim, Mashmois is a little bit that in Echanami, the Negoim on a person, Lav Dafka, is that it could be a Dover Tivi. But he says, Lashon the Ramban is as follows. Beged ki aboy nega Tzaras. Ze inenu beteva klal v'lo yehove ba'ulam. This is not a totally unnatural occurrence, and there never was such a thing in the world. The same applies to the negayim of that are found on the house. Mashma batim and megodim on people. Maybe theoretically, it could be a tiviistic thing. So he explains, where does it come from? Aval b'hiyos Yisrael shleimim laHashem yeruach Hashem aleim tamid lahamid gufam bigdeim batim b'maratoy. When Klai Yisrael is on the right dargah, they're shleimim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that they act, shleimim laHashem, then Ruach Hashem is aleim tamid. There's a Ruach Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is chayfif them, that surrounds them, that is mashgiach aleim, to make sure that everything looks good. Their houses, their clothing. K'sher yikra ve'echan meyem chet va'ovein, yisav ekir bebegodoy, oy bebigdoy, oy bebezari, oy bebigdoy, oy bebezari. Laharis ki Hashem sar me'olav. However, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, it's kilu a raya, a hechocha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there. If there's part of his body which has a kir, then obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not together with him. It's part of his beged or his bayis. Laharis ki Hashem sar me'elof. If he gets saras on any of these three, he says then it's a raya that he did something wrong. A Kadosh Baruch Hu was sar me'elof. L'kacham rakasun nesati nega saras v'beis eresach v'zaschim. I'm giving you this nega. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei enenu noeg ela be'eretz shinachas Hashem. K'mo yishomer ki zavoyer la'eretz k'nan asher nireisem lechem l'achuzo. This only happens in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. V'ein adavar v'nei yireisem chives karka. It's not because it's like a chives karka, like the mitzvahs of Truma Maisus. Avo m'vnei shlo yovo yin enahu ela be'eretz anem cheretz asher Hashem anechbat shoichim m'seicho. Simply because it's Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Lekecha Bo Mireishas Hashon Arachas Hashon. This is the Eretz of Hashkacha Pratis. And Mameila, it's only in Eretz Yisrael that such a thing could happen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Hashkacha Pratis, and the result and the manifestation of this Hashkacha Pratis is with Tzaras. If a person is not Noei Kedin, it says Tzaras is born Kama V'Kama Averis, the Gemara says. However, it's Yodua for Lashon Hara L'Chol Pachis. A person speaks Lashon Hara, and sure enough, he gets a message straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't have email in those days, but they had something even better. He gets a mamash message straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam that Laharis Ki Hashem Sar Me'olav. Now a person thinks, wouldn't it be amazing if we had this nowadays? It's a little bit of a pressure. A person thinks that, right? Every time you do something wrong, you get an email from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a little bit of a pressure. That's what right? Shlomo Melech says. But the truth is that we do have it. We do have it, and I think we saw it extremely clearly this past week. I think the Ribbono Shel Olam was Meichiach, the fact that he's here, in very clearly, and that he's being Mashkiach very clearly. I don't know, Reb Chaim was able to be Maftiach by the Gulf War that there's no missiles are going to land in Bnei Brak. Supposedly that, as you mentioned by the Levaya, that they, in the middle of the night, there was an explosion, and they said that it was in Bnei Brak, and they woke up Reb Chaim, they told him, how could it be? He said, there's not going to be anything. He said, it's not in Bnei Brak. He said, it's not in Bnei Brak. Sure enough, they found out it wasn't. Maybe some of the head of some of the backlash of it was in Bnei Brak. But Be'etzem, where it landed, was not in Bnei Brak B'chol. He was able to be Maftiach, and that's how it was throughout all the wars. Bnei Brak is fine. Stay in Bnei Brak. All of a sudden he's Nifter, and within a week of his Levaya, there's a Pigua in Bnei Brak. When did such a thing happen? Who can remember when there was a Pigua in Bnei Brak? I'm here 22 years. I can't remember that there was such a thing. Could be that there was. I'm not saying it definitely hasn't been in many, many years. Reb Chaim was there. Reb Chaim was the story that they say about Ramesha. We mentioned it recently that Ramesha once, there was somebody that was in a guy was chasing a yid in the street, and the chasing a yid, and the yid ran into the kid, it was two kids, and the kid ran into the street, and car went hit him, and Yarmulke went flying, and they didn't know what happened. They called a hospital. They called a Atala, whoever it was, to come take him to the hospital. And they went up. It was outside of Ramesha's house. They went up to tell Ramesha that a Yiddish kind was just hit by a car. Maybe you could daven for him. So quite a serious matter. So they told him. So he said, "Where did it happen?" So he said, "Right here, right outside your house." He said, "He's not Jewish. He's not Jewish. He's Yarmulke went flying. He's a kitzer." I think in Dumani they knew where the kid was. They said his last name is Goldstein. He said he's not Jewish. Kitzer, they went out, they're Mavar Taku, his father was Jewish, his mother was not. They came back to Ramesh and said, "How did you know? How did you know that he wasn't a Yid?" He said, "It's not Shaykh that I'm sitting here learning Torah and that such a thing would happen right outside my door." So it's not Shaykh. It's Torah is making. It's not Shaykh that would happen. And Mamela, that's Reb Chaim's Torah was making. There's no question about it. To see if there's such a thing. I remember when I was a bacher and I got engaged, and it was in 2002, Intifada time, and my parents were nervous about me coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And I called them nothing to me. What should I do? I just got engaged. I was in Eretz Yisrael before, and came back, got engaged, wanted to move back to Eretz Yisrael. What should I do? Called them nothing to me, asked them, "What should I do?" He says to me three words: Thorough Magnum Matzah. Come. Okay, we had the bracha of the yeshiva, that's it. Come back. But that's certainly the Metzias. That's the Metzias, and you're able to see it. You're able to see this Metzias. You're able to see. I once heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita, here, when he gave the Ner Gavriel, way back in Ner Gavriel, we used to have an Nefesh HaChaim Vad with the Rosh Hashiva. And he mentioned one of the times that you could see at times that there's less Torah going on in the world, that Rachman al-Tzlan, it's alul to happen things that are Rachman al-Tzlan, not for the best. Supposedly, they asked the Baba Sali when they wanted to bomb the reactor in Iraq. Supposedly, they spoke to the Baba Sali to get a bracha from beforehand. And they asked him, when are they going? He said, they're supposed to go at 2 o'clock. He says, they should go at 4 o'clock. Kitzer, they asked him, "What's that first? Why was it between 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock? He said, 2 o'clock is the beginning of Ben Hasdarm, 4 o'clock is already the beginning of Second Seder. So there's more Torah in the Velt. At that time, you have more of a Baruch Hashem. They went and came back without a hitch. You're able to see the Kayach. You're able to see the Kayach in the Velt. And the Kaddish Baruch was talking. They say the story somebody came to the Chofetz Chaim. He'd come from the Far East. I don't know exactly where he lived, but he was in business in the Far East, and he was telling the Chofetz Chaim in his shtetl where he lives that the matzav is not so great, and unfortunately the Shmiras Shabbos is not the best, and the matzav with the tire and the mikveh is also not 100%, and mechulu, and the Chofetz Chaim says, "Yeah, oy vey, no," he gave a krecht. Then he says, "Well, where are you coming from the Far East? Tell me what's going on. What do you hear in the Far East?" He says, "In the Far East, you don't even want to know what happened. There was a volcano. There was much more call it." And Skitzer, who's there? Chinese are there. Chofetz Chaim says, "There was a volcano. Oh, Yuvei, what's going to be? What's going to be the Klai Yisrael?" So he says, "Reva, I don't understand. When I tell you about what's happening in the shtetl, it's not so 100%. Oy, oy, give a kraft. But when you hear that there's a volcano with some Chinese, who cares? What's going on with the Chinese?" So the Chofetz Chaim told him, he says, "Let's say a guy gets up in the middle of Warsaw and puts a pail underneath his feet and he steps up and he starts speaking to the Olam in Yiddish." He says, "Who's he talking to?" He says, "What's the question?" "To the Yidden." He says, "But I don't understand. How many Yidden are there in Warsaw compared to the Goyim? It's a fraction compared to how many Goyim is. Why would you say he's speaking to the Yidden?" He says, "Because if he's speaking in Yiddish, obviously he's speaking to people that understand the language." Chofetz Chaim says, "Off, Tishma, that's the Chumash that made me picha. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking, making volcanoes, who understands that language? When the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking, who listens? Who understands? Does anyone understand? They don't understand. The matzav in Golis is so that in the Shtetlech, that's the matzav. It's not something which is be'etzim out of the ordinary. It's something we have to craft about, it's something we have to work on. But also, there's something which is out of the ordinary. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us, Lehedio. Who understands the Lashon of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Yidden. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us. So do we have Tzaras? No, but we have the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to us. Certainly we have the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to us all the time. The question is, if you want to listen, do you want to open your ears to what the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying? And certainly the matziv of what happened in the past week, how many piguim that there were, Rachmana Litzlan, that there hasn't been such a thing in years. It's too blatant not to connect it to Reb Chaim. Too blatant. So what are you supposed to do about it? So what you're supposed to do about it is to be Reb Chaim, you're not going to be Reb Chaim. You try, you're not going to be Reb Chaim. What you could do about it is that now Zbein HaZmanim is starting as of 7 o'clock this afternoon. You lose your Sfarim, Zbein HaZmanim starts. 7 o'clock. 19 o'clock? What? After night center. I mean in Yeshiva, Klapa Yeshiva, after night center, you're 100% right. Really, there's a Seder tomorrow for anybody that has Kerala also? 100%. There's Zbein HaZmanim is starting. Zbein HaZmanim is a time where there's less Torah in the Welt. That's for sure. And Bimela, everybody has an Achayas. What are you supposed to do? Lamaisa Zbein HaZmanim is different. Lamaisa your home. You don't have the same as Garen. I think it's a double pusher. I can't give an exact amount, but I would say about 10 minutes on the hour. Probably 10 minutes during Bein HaZmanim. Ken Zion is worth an hour during the Zman. In a time, obviously, if you have a first Seder every day and you have the same Yechirlis, 100%, so maybe an hour is an hour. But at the times where it's more difficult, at the times where you have a lot more to do, and the people are calling you from the house, and there's a lot more that has to be bought, and it's before Pesach, and you have to clean, and v'chulu. Every minute is worth so much more. So you're right, it's Bein HaZmanim. And you're right, you can't learn as much as during the Zman, possibly. The Gedolim said in 20, 30 years ago, they wrote, they shouldn't learn less than 4 hours. That means that they're not expecting you're learning 4 hours during the Zman. Halavai, you should be learning two or three times that amount during the Zman. But the understood Bein HaZmanim is different. But 4 hours during Bein HaZmanim has the koyach, very possibly, of 8 hours or 12 hours during the Zman. And therefore, a person has to steal time. The stealing the time is worth it. It's the same you said as we saw Talanter and the Fum Tzara Agro. The easier it is, the more of a time it is that on a person if he doesn't do it. And the harder it is, the less of a time it is. Because the harder it is, the Fum Tzara Agro, that's how a person gets done. And the Teva also. The easier it is, the less the mitzvah is worth. Every mitzvah is mitzvah. It's not shy to say that you can't pay back even a single mitzvah. You do have the story with the Chavetz Chaim. Somebody said it was in a matzav where his parnasa was terrible. And he told the Chavetz Chaim, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would just give me the schar of one mitzvah, then in this world I would have a little bit of parnasa. He says, "Mashlam al davar demes," says the Chavetz Chaim. You go into the store and you want to buy a bottle of water. So you ask the guy, "How much does it cost?" He says, 3 shekel. You pull out a million shekel bill. And you want to pay with it. He says, "You're not going to be able to pay here. They don't have enough money in the store to give you change. There's not enough." He says, "You want to get the schar of one mitzvah of tefillin in this world? And for parnasa, that's what you want? You can have so much change left over after getting the parnasa that it's not shaykh. Of course, it's not shaykh. You can't be paid back for one mitzvah. What's nitzchis? What's parnasa mul nitzchis? Nitzchis doesn't mean 500 years or 5,000 years or 5 million years. That's not what nitzchis means. Nitzchis means it never ends. We can't comprehend. We're so finite. But every minute is worth so much. Every minute is worth so much. And there's no such thing as saying that a mitzvah is not chashuv, especially a mitzvah of limud Torah, which is connected to the tariq mitzvahs. But certainly, toiv achas b'tzar mimei ashalei b'tzar. And mimei lo 1 minute, that means, I really guess I could have an exact amount. 1 minute b'tzar is worth more than an hour and 40 minutes shalei b'tzar. And mimei lo, it depends on how much tzar it is, 100%. But certainly, the more difficult it is, the more of a tzar it is. And mimei lo, to make an effort, to make an extra added effort, and to think if you have the time to do it. You have a few minutes, take the few minutes. I'll do it in a few minutes. During Bein HaZmanim, that doesn't work. Maybe if you're in yeshiva, I could do it in a few minutes. Chazal say, "I'll tell him." But during Bein HaZmanim, if you have the 2 minutes, take the 2 minutes. You save something, you save time, you're online, and then they open up another line, and you saved another 10 minutes, you thought you're going to have to wait for 10 minutes, take those 10 minutes, and sit down and learn. Say a capital film. Something you've nitzchis that you could take from that time, and turning the time that you have, and turning it to nitzchis. Mela the Bein HaZmanim is also a Zman which is miyuchad for Chazar. Chazar is halavai. Every person should do what they want. Libre chafetz. If you're doing Chazar, and sometimes it's difficult to do Chazar, you've already learned it, or you think that you learned it, or you. But especially if you did spend a lot of time on it, to learn it again is difficult. But that's yisurim. That's yisurim, and that's also teivachas mi betzar mi meishali betzar. Amela Besim Bein HaZmanim has the Yechirlis, a person can grow tremendously over Bein HaZmanim because the more, that's Teresh Lamadati Ba'af. Teresh Lamadati Ba'af is that when it's hard, when I have to put in pressure, when it's when I needed to make the extra effort, it's not just I'm going to yeshiva and spending the next 4 hours or 8 hours, however many hours I'm in yeshiva. Every minute is sometimes a fight. In such a case, it's worth so much. It's worth so much. And as the yecholus to be megin on the entire Klal Yisrael, and the zchus of all the limud Torah, the zchus of the entire Zman, and the zchus of Nisan, we should be zeicheh, Nisan, Asidin Nigo. Praise Hashem.